Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله، ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه، ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over receivers, a fortnight ago you heard some nasihat of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. So I decided to continue with some further nasihats of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, and inshallah we'll go back again if Allah ta'ala wills, gives life, health and an opportunity to the signs of Qiyamah, or what is going to happen in the latter times. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, as you are now aware, was blessed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with hikmah. Who was he? According to some, he was the cousin of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, and some have stated that he was the nephew of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. But this much, there seems to be a consensus that he was in the time of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, and he lived for almost 1,000 years. With regards to his being a Nabi or not, it is stated that he was given the option by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala whether he wants to be a Nabi of Allah ta'ala or whether he wants to be blessed with hikmah. So he chose hikmah. When he was questioned that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala offered you the choice whether you wish to be a Nabi or just get hikmah, then why did you choose wisdom over nubuwwat? So he said, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given me nubuwwat of his own choice, then he would have been on my side, he would have assisted me, the responsibility would not have been that much on me, because I was not aspiring for that position. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave me a choice, now if I said I wish to be a Nabi, so then it would have meant that the responsibility, total responsibility, would have been on me. From this and other ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it has been stated that if a person is given some position by the people of the town, of the city, of the locality, people who are intelligent, people who are Allah walas, or people who know Quran, Sunnah and Sharia, if they give somebody a responsibility that you become the chairman of this organization, you become the secretary of this organization, so then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's assistance and help will be with him, because he was not considering himself as worthy of that position. So then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help will be with him. But when the person makes loud and bold claims that I am the one deserving of this position, then he will get that position, but he will not get the assistance and help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It will be the normal thing that the person will have to make the effort and make dua to Allah ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala wills, then he will get assistance. But there are certain times and certain places, and that is deduced or taken from Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam incident, that where if a person knows and realizes that there is nobody better to take this position than myself, For example, there is a whole congregation of people and there is nobody really worthy of going on the musalla and performing the salat. Now they, if that person who is an alim, he is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he knows the masail of deen and sharia and the masail of namaz, and the rest of them are not aware of it. Now he says, no, due to humility, I am not prepared to take that position. So then what will happen? Then the person who is not eligible, the person who is not worthy, he will be put forward. And this is what is happening in our society. Throughout the world, this is the major problem. In governments and in all other organizations, that those people who are not really worthy of certain positions, then they are going to town at election time and other times, that we are the ones most capable of honoring this position. And therefore, give it to us, give it to me. Then we give it to them, then they have no assistance and help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because they were not worthy in the first place. So what will happen is that there will be chaos, there will be corruption, there will be fitna, there will be fasad. That will be the end result. So if there is a need, if there is a genuine need, and the person knows that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with certain qualifications, certain capabilities, certain kind of ability, then he must offer it, that I do have these capabilities. But he must consider it to be a gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is the difference, that he must consider it to be a gift of Allah Ta'ala. For if we are not going to let the next person know what ability we have, then how is he going to give us any kind of job or any kind of vacancy? How is it going to be fulfilled? The person is asked for his CV. Now he says, no, I don't give no CV because I am absolutely nothing. So then they will say, thank you very much, then go and look for some other job, sir. So you will have to say that I am qualified in this or qualified in that. But the fine line is this, that he does not attribute it to his own effort and his own hard work and his own ability. He considers it as a gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who gave him the ability to put in that hard work to achieve that qualification. In fact, if you have to see now the ayat which we are discussing, as Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that most certainly, definitely, we gave Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam hikmah. Hikmah can be translated, or it has different meanings. But simply to understand, and if you take all the different aqwal or the sayings, then it boils down to one thing, that the person has the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of the Quran, the knowledge of the sunnah. In our times, we'll say the knowledge of Quran and sunnah, and then he makes amal on that knowledge, then that is hikmah. If the person does not make amal on that knowledge, he has plenty of knowledge, then like that, plenty of knowledge even the computer has. But we won't say the computer has got hikmah. The knowledge on which the person makes amal, or there are so many people who have read big kitabs, or they've got extensive knowledge of Islamic law and Islamic history and Islamic jurisprudence and tafsir and hadith sharif, but there's no amal in their lives, so then the person hasn't been blessed with hikmah. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. So now that person could not have got khayr kaseer, abundant goodness, when he's not practicing on that ilm. So Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was one whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave hikmah. That means that knowledge which he had, that inspiration which he gained from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he made amal on that. So if he was told that you must make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you must show gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. If a person has to make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is making that shukr for his own benefit. He's not going to increase Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's treasures in any way. He's not going to increase Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's glory in any way. This person who is going to show gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for all the bounties that he has been blessed with, then he will be doing it for his own benefit. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And then immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَفَرْ. The person who is ungrateful, He does not show gratitude for those ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that then Allah Ta'ala is Ghani and is Hamid, independent of all needs. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not muhtaj of any person. Is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala short of anything? So if a person is not grateful, he is showing ingratitude for the bounties, then he is doing injustice upon himself. He is going to harm himself. For Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is ghani, self-sufficient. There is no need. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not need anything from anyone. He does not even need our praises. He does not need our gratitude. That gratitude is for our own benefit, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that the person, la in shakartum la azidannakum, that if you are going to make shukr over the ni'mats, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give increase in those ni'mats. So again, the person is benefiting himself. There's most certainly increase in the hereafter, but even in this world, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives increase. Most of the disasters that take place around the globe, besides the other causes, one of the major causes is that we have not shown gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for His bounties. The great ni'mat of sight, of hearing, of speech, we don't even consider as bounties. The great ni'mat of hands and feet, we don't consider as ni'mats. The only thing we consider as bounty is wealth. Sometimes that too. And then what is the shukr of that ni'mat? When the person is blessed with ni'mat, then what is the shukr of that ni'mat? If you give somebody a gift, then he must use that gift in a manner that is most appropriate. If you give a person a mink shawl and he starts polishing shoes with it, then definitely that's not gratitude. Or if the person is given a shoe and instead of wearing it on his feet, he wears it on his head, then we'll say he must go to the asylum. Everything that is given as a ni'mat, the person must use it appropriately. If a person is lent a car, now instead of putting petrol in the petrol tank and water in the radiator, he does the opposite, then will anybody ever give him a car again or lend him a car? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ni'mats are unlimited upon His slaves and servants. But we are not showing gratitude, that means we are not using in the manner that is pleasing to that giver of those ni'mats. We have forgotten the giver of the ni'mats. We have just remembered the ni'mat itself, the gift itself. But who is it that has given it? We have forgotten him. So therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we gave Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam hikmah. That means show gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So it's obvious that when he was told that he must show gratitude, he must have shown abundant gratitude. And because of his showing abundant gratitude, then that is hikmah itself. That is the hikmah. If the person doesn't show abundant gratitude, there's no hikmah. So Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, with regards to the profession that he was in, if a person looks at 1,000 years of life, then definitely he must have gone through different professions. So there is no contradiction in the different narrations, where some place it is mentioned that he was a carpenter. Some place it was mentioned that he was one who used to manufacture pillows and beddings. So it shows that those people who are in these type of professions, there's nothing wrong with it. And some place it is mentioned that Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a judge in the Bani Israel. So he could have gone through the different phases and he could have been engaged in different professions or activities. But whatever it was, he was blessed with great amount of wisdom and great amount of hikmah. Hazrat Wahab bin Munabbar rahmatullah alayhi says 100,000 or 10,000 nasihats of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. 10,000 nasihats of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I've read myself. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him with that. But what I want to get across to you, and by the time is too limited to discuss every aspect of it, is that on one occasion, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Musayyab radiallahu ta'ala was sitting, and a person came to him and asked him a question. And this person who came to ask him a question was a black person. So Hazrat Luqman, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Musayyab told him, he says that don't be grieved that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave you a black skin. It does not lower your dignity in any way. For there were three great people. The freed slave of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. All these people were black. Most of them were from Abyssinia. There are many others from Abyssinia, at that time called Abyssinia, now Ethiopia. So from Africa also, see, they were great, great people. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to call Hazrat Bilal, Ya Sayyidi Bilal, my master Bilal. The black skin does not mean that the person is low in status or position. It is the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We will look at the taqwa in the life of the person and then show respect. The more the taqwa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala holds him in esteem. So Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, it is stated that he was a black person. He was a slave in the beginning, then he was freed. He was not very handsome. He had a flattish nose, shortish stature, and his feet also at the bottom were torn because of the hard work that he was engaged in. But look at what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one whole surah is named Surah Luqman. So we must be very careful. We must not just look at the color of a person or the wealth of a person or the position of a person in society, just because the person does not have good clothes, good car, good shoes, then straight away we look down upon the person, that the person is debased, the person is not worthy of respect. Why? Because he's got a black skin, or doesn't have plenty of money, or doesn't have a good bank balance. We will not even make salam to such people. We are crossing them, we are meeting them, we are passing them. We will make salam loudly to the person that we know. But when we pass these people, we don't even make salam to them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not look at color or look at faces. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks at the hearts. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, on another occasion, a person came to him and he said, "Oh Luqman, are you not that same person that was grazing sheep at one time? Were you not a shepherd at one time? We both used to graze sheep and goats." So that shows he was a shepherd also at one time. So he said, "Yes, yes, indeed I am that same person." He said, "If you are that same person, then what is it that gave you this high status and position? What is it that gave you this high status and position?" He said, "Quite a few things." The first thing he said, lowering of gaze from haram. As Luqman alayhi salam is saying in his time, the Quran Sharif mentions, "Qul lil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfazu furujahum." So as Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that lowering of gaze. How many of us can pass this test? He says this high position, high status, being held in such esteem, that later Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif, in which there's a whole surah Luqman. So he says, firstly, it was the lowering of my gaze. From haram, the person lowers his gaze. Where there is a need to raise the gaze, the person raises his gaze. Doesn't mean you must lower your gaze and drive cars. Others will have accidents. But on the streets, when the person is walking and there's some pretty faces passing, now what is the need to raise the gaze and look? Or on the television screen, or on the internet sites, or in the newspapers and magazines, if the person has to read an article that is newsworthy and there is a picture there of some pretty woman, then the person glances through it, tears up that picture, but he does not go on looking and staring at it. What is it going to create in his life? Most of our young people who have got a life full of restlessness at present, it is because of that some picture that has settled in their heart. Some frame came away into their frame of the heart. Phool mur ja gaye chandni dal gayi apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali be nishaan ho gaye har nishaan qabr mein khaak chhani magar kya mili meer dunyaye fani mein har su mili Bekali, 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 bekali. What do you get? He says, "Phool mur ja gaye, chandni dal gayi." One day those flower withers. those pretty faces, wrinkles will come, the backs will be bent, the teeth will fall off. Yes, love your wives. Allah has ordered must love the wives, so love the wives. But those women that people have illicit relationship with, what will you get at the end? Say, قَبْرَ مَيْ خَاكَ چَانِي مَگَرْ كِيَا مِلِي. Go and dig up the graves of all those pretty women, Miss Worlds of the world, from the time that they have this kind of shows. Go and dig up their graves, those who's gone into the graves. What will you get there? Will you get any color there? All the beautiful flowers that we see in our gardens, red, blue, yellow, white. In spring you find all colors. After some time, the flower withers, fall on the ground, turn to dust. Now go and look for those colors in the dust. So as Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is giving us a very important nasihat. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized the same point. These days if we have to talk about this, then we say that this is the same old story. But then how else are we going to make progress? We are trying to take off, we come back same place. Take off, come back same place. Just can't seem to take off. So make tawbah, make istighfar. Distance ourselves from such kind of illicit beloved and illicit relationships. One person writes yesterday, he's a 20-year-old young person and he gets involved with some 18-year-old girl, and now she is 6 weeks pregnant. Now they're asking him to marry her. So he says he's not prepared to marry her because she does not have good character. Her character is not good. So what was he doing? Where's his character? And this is just one tip of the iceberg. Otherwise the type of stories that we have to listen to, we get sick. And what is the cause of all that? That one pretty face, just a little bit of face. People want to know whether it is necessary for women to put hijab when they're walking on the streets and all to wear hijab. We don't say by just putting the hijab they become very pious and very righteous and very God-fearing. They say, why should they cover their faces? And they start making tafsir of the ayat and finding some justification. And they say, no, it's only wajib. But we know that what is the first thing that the person looks at? He looks at the face. If the face is ugly, then will the person go for that woman? So as Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that that was the first thing. Lowering of gaze. He mentioned quite a few other things, inshallah. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives life, health and an opportunity, we'll discuss them further. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam says control of the tongue. He says fulfillment of promises. Distancing myself from zina. Protecting the chastity. Abstaining from talk which is futile, absolutely useless. And many other things. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and of mankind around the globe. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.